Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
Welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and St. Gregory Nazianzen. And his story begins now with some of his words. St. Gregory said, "Let us become like Christ. Since Christ became like us, he assumed the worst that he might give us the better. He became poor that we, though his poverty, might be rich. Through his poverty, might be rich." When Christ is invoked, the devils tremble, and not even by our ill-doing has the power of this name been extinguished. Atheism, with its lack of a governing principle, involves disorder. Give something, however small, to the one in need, for it is not small to one who has nothing, neither is it small to God. If we have given what we could, that's coming from St. Gregory of Nazianzen. And we must overcome our enemies by gentleness. Win them over by forbearance. Let them be punished by their own conscience, not by our wrath. Let us not at once wither the fig tree, from which a more skillful gardener may yet entice fruit. And let us be buried with Christ by baptism to rise with him. And let us go down with him to be raised with him. And let us rise with him to be glorified with him. And that's coming from St. Gregory of Nazianzen. The Godhead is to speak concisely. Undivided, there is one mingling of light, as it were of three suns joined to each other. And Gregory would say, "I gave as an offering my all to him who had won me and saved me. My property, my fame, my health, my very words. In considering all these things, I preferred Christ and the words of Jesus." Words do not convince me. I must have deeds, says St. Gregory. Yesterday I was crucified with him. Today I am glorified with him. Yesterday I died with him. Today I am quickened with him. Yesterday I was buried with him. Today I rise with him. but let us offer to him who suffered and rose again for us. Let us offer ourselves. St. Gregory Nazianzen. St. John Vianney said this, if you invoke the Blessed Virgin when you are tempted, she will come at once to your help, and Satan will leave you. Now, there's a great reason right there to pray the rosary, is it? Yes. Pray the rosary and go to Mass. Like the angel told St. John, worship God. And like St. John, we follow you, O Lord. In 358, St. Gregory returned to Cappadocia. Gregory's father baptized him when he was 33 years old. His father, as Bishop of Nazianzus, had Arian tendencies and even signed a statement of faith that was at best ambiguous in meaning concerning the Trinity. And so after his baptism at 30, Gregory gladly accepted his friend Basil's invitation to join him in a newly founded monastery. And the solitude was broken when Gregory's father, a bishop, needed help in his diocese and estate. It seems that Gregory was ordained a priest practically by force and only reluctantly accepted the responsibility. He skillfully avoided a schism that threatened when his own father made compromises with Arianism. At 41, Gregory was chosen Bishop of Caesarea and at once came into conflict with Valens, the emperor, who supported the Arians. It is widely considered the most accomplished rhetorical stylist of the patristic age. As a classically trained orator and philosopher, he influenced Hellenism into the early church, establishing the paradigm of Byzantine theologians and church officials. And Gregory is known best for his contributions to the liturgy. He reformed the Mass and the daily prayer of the church and wrote prayers we still use today, as well as commentaries on scripture that shaped theology through the Middle Ages. And though life is a mysterious trail, Gregory emphasized the need to act. Age quad, do what you can, he said. He stressed how this world and the next are joined in various forms of mediation, and I will say in the Mass. Be they humanity's offerings to God or God's visitations of grace or wrath. For Gregory, the meditation of the sacraments was central, and amen to that. An unfortunate byproduct of the battle, which was cooling off the friendships of two saints, Basil, his archbishop, sent him to a miserable and unhealthy town on the border of unjustly created divisions in his diocese. And St. Basil reproached Gregory for not going to his, and when protection for Arianism ended with the death of Valens, Gregory was called to rebuild the faith in the great See of Constantinople, which had been under Arian teachers for three decades. Retiring and sensitive, he dreaded being drawn into the whirlpool of corruption and violence. He first stayed at a friend's home, which became the only Orthodox church in the city. In such surroundings, he began giving the great sermons on the Trinity, for which he is famous. In time, Gregory did rebuild the faith in the city, but at great cost, suffering, slander, insults, and even personal violence. An interloper even tried to take over his bishopric. His last days were spent in solitude and austerity. He wrote religious poetry, some of it of great depth and beauty. He was acclaimed simply as the theologian, and St. Gregory Nazianzen shares the celebration of his liturgical feast with St. Basil the Great on January the 2nd. It may be small comfort, but post-Vatican II turmoil in the Church is a mild storm compared to the devastation caused by the Arian heresy. A trauma the Church has never forgotten. Christ did not promise the kind of peace we would love to have, no problems, no opposition, no pain. In one way or another, holiness is always the way of the cross. And we thank you, Lord, for the life of St. Gregory Nazianzen, doctor and bishop of the Church, who calls for us to pray for our priests, as he was made a priest, as you would think, kind of against his will, but he did such a good job because God called him. How can you tell God no when he calls you? Well, he served. He loved the Eucharist. And St. Gregory beckons us to pray for our priests. We pray for Pope Francis, and we pray for all the clergy today that they will be faithful to the deposit of faith handed down by Christ to his Catholic Church, his apostles and their successors. So we pray for our priests today.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
And joyous prayer. Joy is strength, joy is love, and joy is a net by which we catch souls. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons. So keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus. And put Jesus always on their lips. So that Jesus is the one they offer to sinner and all they meet. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. The Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. And may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. Lord, incline them to constant adoration and thanksgiving. Pray in and through them. Let them live in you and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for our priests. Amen. And we pray for our bishops. Lord, may your Holy Spirit grace our bishops with the gifts of wisdom and strength, gentleness and compassion, as our bishops continue to take up their role as our pastors and teachers. And Lord, we pray for our deacons. Lord Jesus Christ, servant of all, send your Spirit upon us as your deacons serve your church. Give your deacons the eyes to see the needs of your people and give them a discerning mind to know your truth and give them a generous spirit when they are tired but needed and give them a humble heart when their work goes unnoticed, and give them peace of mind, O Lord, in obedience and service. And Lord, give our deacons health of body, so they may serve with strength. And Lord, give our deacons fertile ground for your inspiration and love, and comfort them, Lord, when they question themselves in their ministry. Lord, make their hearts like yours, so that they may love your people. And Lord, we pray for our seminarians. Lord, give our seminarians the grace to follow you more perfectly. When they are lonely or discouraged, fill them with your peace. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make the hearts of our seminarians like yours. Amen. Lord, give them strength when they feel weak, love when they feel forsaken, courage when they are afraid, wisdom when they feel foolish, comfort when they feel alone, hope when they feel rejected, and peace when they feel like they're in turmoil. Lord, raise up worthy ministers for your altars. We and ardent but gentle servants of the gospel. And grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And Lord, we pray for our altar servers, Lord. Cleanse their hearts, Lord, from all evil and distracting thoughts. Enlighten their understanding and inflame their will, that they may serve worthily at your holy altar, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for our altar servers, for letting them come before your altar so that with your help they can praise you forever and ever. And help them to find joy in serving at your altar, Lord. And help them to find gladness in knowing and doing your will in all things. All for the honor and glory of God. And as we pray for our altar servers, we pray for all our children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. St. Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus, and by your help to know your son. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son, and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. St. Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church, families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious St. Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. And through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O St. Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with St. Gregory, with St. Nicholas and St. Sebastian, and St. Maria Goretti, and St. Daphna, and St. Philomena, and St. Gianna, and St. Christopher, and St. Michael the Archangel, St. Raphael the Archangel, and St. Gabriel the Archangel, and St. Anthony, St. Monica. And Lord, we pray for our children and our grandchildren, that you are, Lord, you are the God in whom they can and should put their trust. And I pray, Lord, that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children and grandchildren. No plague will come near their tent. Lord, you are my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. And I will call upon you, Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much, and I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. Place before you, Lord, the prodigals. Thank you, Lord, for loving them even more than we do. for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. We pray for America and for our soldiers and veterans. We ask, Lord, that you bless the members of our armed forces and give them courage, hope, and strength, Lord. And we pray for the prisoner. We pray for those residents in prison and their families. And may they be aware of your presence with them. And may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for our police officers and our first line responders, our EMTs. We pray for our hospital nurses and doctors. And we pray for all those who are in the hospital, that the hospital would be a place of healing and hope for all there. And Lord, we pray for those you have promised to carry us in our old age. And we pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. We pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood. I offer you precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the Mass is said throughout the world today. For all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I ask pardon of you for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, nor do not love you. May the most holy, most sacred, most adorable, most mysterious, and unutterable name of God be always praised, blessed, loved, adored, and glorified in heaven, on earth, and under the earth by all the creatures of God, and by the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ in the most holy sacrament of the altar. And Lord, we pray for those who've recently passed from this life, those who've recently passed, Lord. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change but do not end. I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone. In company with Christ, who died and now lives, may they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. And may they rest in peace. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. And may Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them, now that they have gone forth from this life. May Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. May Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. And may Christ, the true shepherd, embrace him as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. And when you go to confession, the Lord takes those sins that you confess and he throws them into the sea of forgetfulness and he remembers them no more. That's why I go to confession often, the mercy seat of God, where you receive a judgment of mercy. Jesus will honor this mercy that he bestows on you in the confessional. When you stand before him to face his eternal justice. So receive his mercy and forgiveness in the confessional. So, Jesus offers us the mercy seat. Go to confession.
In the darkness, where everything is unknown, I face the power of sin on my own.
And if you have any obstacles preventing you from running to the mercy seat, if you've got any obstacles, whatever those might be, what might be preventing you from going to confession or receiving the Eucharist in the state of grace, body, blood, and soul, and divinity, whatever that obstacle could be, if there is one, what's preventing you from going to Mass, those obstacles go. Jesus is calling. He says, come, follow me. Come, follow me. The obstacles, let it go.
Like this, the
fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, and the major lift. The baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Close for today, as you've been listening to Deeper Truth and praying with Stand in the Gap with us and Saint Gregory Nazianzen. And tomorrow we will have a saint coming tomorrow in the gap tomorrow. So join us tomorrow as we close for today. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good day.